One of the hardest things to do in the ministry in terms of leading worship is following a beautiful piece of music. That was very nice. Just need time to drink that in instead of moving on. But move on we do. Scripture for today, and you're going to find for the next several weeks, is a single verse, Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. The word of God for the people of God. At one time in the ministry, at the time I was serving Homer City, I spent the better part of a year traveling between home and Children's Hospital. It was a junior high-aged girl who had been diagnosed with a brain tumor. Kimmy was a bright girl. She was a junior high cheerleader. She had her foot in everything, and she was very socially popular. She came to youth all the time. She had a special spirit for other people, a compassion, a desire to please, and energy galore. She would wear you out. And Kimmy always had lots of questions, the kinds that people will never ask. Bible questions, theology questions, things that sometimes didn't have very clear answers. Cancer is the most outrageous thing that can happen to a girl like that, but it did. And whenever I visited her in the hospital, or one of her many surgeries, or the relentless treatments that she underwent, the first thing I always had to do was find her, because she was never in her room. Whether her head was bandaged or she was walking around with one of those posts with all of her medications, she was always in somebody else's room. She was visiting other patients. She was loving them in her way. And she was good at it. She was so good at it that the nurses recognized what she was doing. They asked her to meet with new patients. They wanted the new patients to see a positive attitude, the kind of attitude that Kimmy brought, because it would help them in their task. And it would allay some of the fears of the other patients. Kimmy died before she left junior high school. The vice principal was a very good friend of mine. And he called me to the high school. He called me to the high school to talk to some of the kids who were having tough times. We had two funeral services for her. Homer City is not a very big school district. Nevertheless, every student from the senior and the junior high walked from the high school to the church for a first funeral. Church was packed. It's not one of those reasons that you want the church packed, but it was. And at the second service, 100 of them came back. The death of young people is always a shock. It's always very painful. And for the school funeral, I remember picking this verse as the scripture for the day. We know that in all things, that in God all things work together for good to those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. I realize that at the time of funerals, it's easy for our comforting precepts and our powerful promises to be kind of trite and superficial, but not these words. This promise from God is neither trite nor trivial. It's truth. It's truth that they desperately needed at that particular time, and I think it's truth that we need today because of the catastrophes and the calamities and the circumstances that we find going on around about us. We have this COVID virus. We have what was happening in Afghanistan. The things that are going on are just burdensome. And none of us know what we're going to face tomorrow, let alone later today. But know this truth. Without God's oversight, our futures, picture this in your head, are like a deck of cards cast into the wind. Scripture tells us we have a God who turns our problems inside out. All of our perils, all of our perplexities, none is excluded for anybody who is a true God lover, those called according to his purposes. He brings blessings out of burdens. I don't think there's one of you here today who can sit there and tell me that some time that has just simply weighed you down hasn't made you better. That you haven't grown, that you haven't learned something to make your life better. And he knows how to wrangle gladness out of sadness. Again, who of you at a funeral of a loved one or a friend hasn't smiled or maybe even laughed at a memory, at something that you held precious and found some kind of blessing? See, this single verse can alter our moods. It can dissipate our discouragement. It can lessen the pangs of grief, and it can usher confidence back into our hearts. Is it cliche? Is it trivial? Never. As I preached to those students, I sensed the presence of the Lord easing their burdens. I'm not sure how much, but I really do sense that they were hearing what I was saying. And I used these words from A.W. Tozier, which is just a reworking of the scripture, but it's really a powerful quote, and I hope you'll listen carefully. To the child of God, there's no such thing as an accident. Accidents may befall him and misfortune stalk his way, but these evils will be so in appearance only, and will seem evils only because we cannot read the secret script of God's hidden providence. Will seem evils only because we cannot read the secret script of God's hidden providence. Bad things happen all the time, with unpredictable frequency, with varying levels of intensity. Bad things happen all the time. Some are mere inconveniences, others are life-shattering disasters. But as I learned afresh with Kimmy, there's a promise. There's a single promise that can meet every negative moment head on. And given enough time, it can resolve every problem. It isn't that believers are unaffected by life's blows. It's simply that because of God's promises, we have a different way of processing them. We have a different way of processing them. It's not a simple or sudden route. Some problems are so tangled that only God can resolve them. And God is going to choose to detangle them at his own speed. You know, I've spent lots of time being angry and anxious and anguish over things that happen in the church. But when I have time to process life, it can always be handled from a perspective of hope. And we can always emerge with remarkable results. I'm not talking about abracadabra and hocus pocus. God's promises aren't magic wands that make problems disappear like the rabbit out of a magician's hat. But we have a God-given assurance that every single circumstance, sooner or later, will turn out for those who are fully committed to Jesus Christ. This isn't just a nice sentence, people. This is a promise. And that can change our attitude greatly. In Christ, we have an ironclad, unfailing, all-encompassing, God-given guarantee that every single circumstance in life will sooner or later turn out well for those who are committed to him. Now, the word I'm honing in on today out of this verse is that little word, A-L-L, all. That's a huge word. All things work together for good. Nothing in our lives is outside of those three letters. Nothing in our lives is outside of those three letters. It all means all, and that's the only thing that all has ever meant. That little word draws a circle. It encompasses and encloses every single detail of our lives. Every tragedy, every trial, every teardrop, every burden, every problem, every day no matter how cloudy, all things work together for good. And that's why the Bible says things like, fret not. Don't be anxious. Rejoice always. In everything, give thanks. Serve the Lord your God with gladness. Be strong and of good courage. Come before him with thanksgiving. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently on him. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Romans 8:28 is a verse that morphs us into resilient, cheerful people, whatever our temperament happens to be. It is the promise that gives us hope. It's God's dark room in which the negatives turn into bright, colorful images before us. It's his way to make heartaches into hallelujahs. It is the foundation of hope and confidence. Our failures can be enriching. Our sins are redeemable. And even death becomes a blessing to a child of God. Sometimes we act as if God forgot to insert verse 28 into chapter 8 for us. Well, when you have a chance, I want you to pick up your Bible, or when you go home, take a good look. Open it to Romans 8 and see if verse 28 is in there. I'm pretty sure it is. But that's not the only place it should be, because it should be right up here all the time. I know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Yeah, you know what? Romans 8:28 is a promise, and it has your name on it. It's for you. It meets the challenges you're facing today. Cancer? Yeah. Marital problems? It'll meet those. Trouble with a friend? Yeah, it'll take care of that too. I don't care what you throw out there, it works. And actually, it's not just a promise. It's a guarantee. And one of the things you ought to have learned is that when God says something, it happens. I know that in all things, God works together for good to those who love him, who are called according to his promise. Pray with me. Holy God, we confess that sometimes we have a lack of trust in you. We confess that sometimes we forget that we need you. We run around trying to fix and correct and save the world, all the while forgetting that you've already fixed, corrected, and saved the world. Help us to stop our human striving and lean into you. For apart from you, we can do nothing. And so we surrender control and put our whole trust in you and your word. For we know that in all things, you work together for good to those who love you and who are called according to your purposes. In Jesus' name we make this prayer. Amen.